The Gemara on the top of Daf Kufi Chesam Beis brings down a brisa that Hakanev told me not either the seller in a kiss among which you're going to be actually the but keep on even sorry Das Bailam. So the question is, do you have to give it back with Das Bailam or not? And the Gemara ends up saying, according to one man Amr, they were talking about B'Shemer Shagat of Mishur's Bailam Kulam Alo Pliga. We're not talking about a Shemer that stole from the Bailam, rather, we're talking about V'Hacha B'Shemer Shagat of Mishusai. She asked him, "Makom shegana from the figure." We're talking about a shemer that was gained from his own rishus. So Rabbi Kiva saver kassel shmirasa. Shmirah is over, and he has to give it back to the bailim. And Rabbi Shmuel saver lo kassel shmirasa. Shmirah is not over, and therefore he could give it back to himself, and that's considered a good shmirah. The Shilta Gibayim over here asks Akasha. He says that lefir Rabbi Kiva, even though it's kassel shmirasa, but because he took it, because he stole it, but now that he's given it back, he's doing tshuva. Now he should become a shemer again. Why, once he's doing tshuva, once he's being machzered, why is that not enough to give him a din shemer again? And now he should be able to do Hashavat himself. He should not need to do the Hashavat of the Bailam. So the Pipul Charifta says that that it's not a Taina, because Lefi, what Rashi says over here, Rashi says that the reason why it's called Sushmirasa is the Sula Mehemelu Lebailam, Dhavali Gainam Shalhadas, Tzarechdas, Vilamin and Sagi Vadashem, Yerdal Bechazirasa. Rabbi Kiva says the reason why it doesn't work is because once he became a Ganav, he loses his Ne'emanus. The Bailam don't believe him anymore, they don't trust him. And therefore, it's not enough the fact that he did tshuva. Lamai said they don't trust him, and he says even though Makom Shmai tshuva in him, Tzidikim Gemurim Cholam Lamai. That's number one. He says it was only Lachar Misa, but not Mechayim. And Bichlal the Bailam, that's Klapei Shemaya. But the Bailam has a right to say I don't trust this person, and therefore he doesn't believe him, and that's why the Hashava doesn't work when it goes back to the Shemir. That's what he wants to say. Al Pi Rashi, he says that he thinks, and he brings this on the Prisha, that the Rambam is also by writing this kasha, because the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha and Hilchos Neivah Peridot Halacha Yud. The Rambam says like this. He says, "Shema shiganav shusai kigon shiganav tama edus shufkedatzal v'selam kishuv." But that's like im yeshlav edim chay b'kefil. V'afi shehichsa selam kama v'taleder is a chay b'chiyusi ad sheyidia habaylim. Shekalsa shmirasa kilo yechseklum ad sheyidia habaylim. So the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, says that it was stolen by edim. So, fact the prisha, why do you need to steal by edim? The Gemara doesn't say anything about edim. Why do we need edim over here? So he wants to say the Rambam was running this kasha that it has to be they did it by edim, and mele your hashava is not because you batzim want to do tshuva, but you're forced into it because edim saw you. Still, you're only doing it machmas to be a susa to Edom because you're afraid of the Edom, but if not, you wouldn't do it. So mimela, that's not considered a good tshuva, and for that reason, it's not considered a hashava. But if there wouldn't be Edom, then in Chinami, once you do tshuva, it's a tshuva gemura, and you could give it back to yourself. You don't have to give it back to the Bible. Now, l'chayah, there's a tain on this there. It's because the reason why the Rambam says Edom is l'chayah very pashut. The Rambam says Edom in order to be mechayvim and kefil. The Rambam says in Yeshua of Edom, chayv and kefil. If there wouldn't be Edom, there wouldn't be a Chiv Kefil, because then it would be Maida B'Knas. So maybe the Rambam is only saying Edom Alts Kefil, but not because you need the Edom to make it that it's not a Tshuva Gemurah. It could be once you have Edom, then that would be Nechol, but that's Lachar, not why the Rambam is doing it. The Pashas on the Rambam is doing it is because without Edom, there wouldn't be no Chiv Kefil, and the Rambam wants to say a case where Chayav B'Kefil. It could be that from the Lashon HaTur, there's a Raya, because the Torah quotes the Lashon HaRambam that there's Edom, but he leaves out Kefil. He doesn't say Chayav Kefil over here. He's not talking about Kefil. So maybe it's a Diak, the why did they bring Edom? If you don't need it for kefil, so maybe it's for this reason to say that it's not a tshuva gemura, even though pashas you could say is just copying the lashon harama. But lulei devrayim, I would think maybe there's a more pasha teretz over here that enechinami he did tshuva, but that's not going to help you because once it's called shmirasa, he loses the din shemer. In order to become a shemer again, you need a new kabbalah shmir from the bialim. The bialim have to make you a shemer again. So even though he did tshuva and they trust him and everything, but until there's a new kabbalah shmirah, the shmir is over. Once he loses his din shmir because he's a ganav, he can't get the shmir back unless there's a new kabbalah shmir from the Bailam, even if the Bailam would trust him. And for that reason, we say that it's kalsa shmirasa.